KD Country 94 weather.
Salina Regional Health Center and Salina Women's Clinic are pleased to welcome Dr. Emily Budden to the team. The daughter of Dr. Gary and Susan Williams, Dr. Budden grew up in Salina, where she learned from her father the significance of health and well-being. This served as a catalyst for her becoming a physician who is dedicated to cultivating enduring, trusting relationships with patients. Dr. Budden earned her medical degree from the University of Kansas School of Medicine and completed her OBGYN residency at the University of Arizona in Tucson. Her practice encompasses the full spectrum of obstetrics and gynecology, including inpatient and outpatient obstetric care and minimally invasive gynecologic surgery. Welcome home, Dr. Budden. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Budden, please call Salina Women's Clinic, 785-827-7996.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 73. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 40. Daytime highs approaching 47. Tomorrow, clear skies. A dusting of snow Saturday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 68.
There will be walk-in flu clinics at the Mitchell County Health Department in Beloit on Wednesdays, October 18th and 25th and November 1st and 8th from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on all those days. You can call and schedule an appointment at 738-5175 for another day if those walk-in days do not work. The walk-in days are for flu shots only. Once again, those walk-in flu clinics in the Mitchell County Health Department will be on Wednesdays, October 18th and 25th, and November 1st and 8th, also on Wednesdays from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on all of those 4 days.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 785-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
High school seniors in North Central Kansas are invited to compete for a chance to win $1,000 by submitting an essay or short video in the 2023-24 Rural Voices Youth Contest. Entries should be reflective of this year's contest theme, which is Rural Kansas Success Through Innovation. The North Central Regional Planning Commission, based in Beloit, sponsors the contest. More than $29,000 has been awarded to high school seniors from the region since the contest began back in 2006. Students submitting the top two entries will each receive a cash award of $1,000 and be recognized with the John R. Sear Rural Voices Award. The award is named in honor of Sear, who served for 22 years as the North Central Regional Planning Commission Executive Director. The winning entries will also be published on their website. Any senior in high school who lives in or attends a school in the 12-county Regional Planning Commission service area is eligible to enter the contest. That includes the counties of Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Ellsworth, Jewell, Lincoln, Marshall, Mitchell, Ottawa, Republic, Saline, and Washington. Deadline to submit an entry is February 1st of 2024. Additional information and registration details are available at ncrpc.org/Rural Voices. The North Central Kansas Regional Planning Commission is a comprehensive planning and development organization serving a 12-county region in North Central Kansas. Several of its programs and services also extend into much of Kansas. Have a job open to tell you about. Agmark LLC is seeking or accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 785-738-0763 or email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send resume to Agmark LLC, Attention Julie, PO Box 568, Bullitt, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Downs Community Garden Pumpkin Party is this Saturday at 1 o'clock in Downs. If the weather becomes bad, the pumpkin party will continue but may change to a drive-thru event so that they can get pumpkins out to all the area kids for free. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
And obviously, Wembanyama central to that. There it is! The first points in the career of Victor Wembanyama.
Victor Wembanyama, the three-pointer for his first NBA points.
Wembanyama finished with 15 points in his highly anticipated debut, but Luka Doncic and the Mavericks got the last laugh with a 7-point win. More on that coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports as we have our Athlete of the Week. Football playoffs beginning tonight in 8-man and 1-11-man team from the area. Also, Thursday night football this evening and a Major League Baseball manager is retiring. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. St. John's Tipton sophomore Edward Hrenek has been named the IntoCastSports.com Cunningham Telepoint and Cable Athlete of the Week. Hrenek had a huge game last Thursday night in helping St. John's Tipton lock up a spot in the 8-man Division 2 postseason. Blue Jays won 50-22 over Wakefield. Hrenek was big on both offense and defense. On offense, he completed 74% of his passes, going 20 of 27 for 209 yards and 5 touchdowns. On defense, Hrenek had a nose for the ball, tallying 4 interceptions and adding 112 return yards on those takeaways. He also had 2 passes defensed in the win. On the season, Hrenek's thrown for 852 yards and 13 touchdowns. On defense, 23 tackles, 4 for loss, 3.5 sacks. Prior to Thursday, he had not registered an interception, but now leads the team with the 4 picks for the season and has added 5 total passes defensed. Again, Edward Hrenek, the St. John's Tipton sophomore, our NCKSSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. Hrenek and St. John's Tipton will be in action tonight to start the 8-man Division 2 playoffs, along with many other teams from the area on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. The Lakeside Knights open the postseason with their first home playoff game since the 2011 season at 6-2, Lakeside hosting 4-4 Hanover. Lakeside coach Drew Dusky knows his team needs to have some success in the run game tonight.
I hope we have some success on the ground. I think we can, you know, depending on what type of front they have, that's going to probably determine whether we're going to try to get some plays outside or inside, but I thought our blocking up front has been well the last few games.
Hanover coach Matt Hoyer on the biggest key to success.
As anybody, you know, it's no secret. It's kind of scout them or you prep them throughout the course of the week. You know, number two is kind of where it all starts and where it all stops. And, you know, that's one of those things where our kids are definitely going to have to key on him and make sure that we neutralize him to the best of our ability.
You know, where Lakeside kicks off at 6 o'clock tonight in Downs. Pregame at 5:30 on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Area high school football coverage will begin early this evening with our locker room chats, actually this afternoon, as we'll have the early kickoff. Chats with the coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills will start at 4:30 on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Other area teams competing in postseason tonight, Osborne hosting Lynn at 6:30 in 8-man Division 2, and St. John's Tipton traveling to Frankfort at 7. On the west side of the bracket, Thunder Ridge hosts Central Plains in the first round at 7 o'clock. At 6:30 in Kensington, Thunder Ridge will have the dedication of Don Wiensfield, honoring their longtime do-everything athletic director. Also at 8-man Division 2 tonight, Sylvan Lucas hosting St. Francis at 7. In Division 1 playoff action, Lincoln at Rollins County at 6 o'clock in Atwood. And 6-man Southern Cloud travels to Center at 7. Also tonight, 1A playoffs and 11-man Smith Center opening with Belle Plaine at 7. Full playoff brackets can be found at ncksports.com. Non-playoff games tonight, Rock Hills hosting Decatur Community at 6 o'clock. And it's Pike Valley at Lynn at 7. The Beloit Trojans open playoff action in Class 2A Friday night on Z96 Point to the Lake and the Beloit Trojan channel at ncksports.com. We'll preview that coming up on Friday's sportscast. Also, Beloit Smith Center and St. John's Tipton all competing in state volleyball Friday. You can find the full pool play schedules at ncksports.com. A couple send-offs of note today at 3:50, the four-way for Smith Center there in Smith Center, and at 5:30 at the Beloit High School Commons for the Lady Trojans. As of the beginning of the sports cast, and one of the most anticipated NBA debuts ever, Victor Wembanyama battled foul trouble in limited minutes to score 15 points in the Spurs' 126-119 loss to the Mavericks. Luka Doncic was clutch with a late three-pointer to put the game out of reach, finishing with a 33-point, 14-rebound, 10-assist triple-double. Also of note, the Thunder won their opener 124-104 over the Bulls in Chicago behind 31 points from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Chet Holmgren had 11 points in his much-awaited NBA debut. Full scores from the night at NBA.com. In football, week 8 of the NFL season gets underway tonight. The Bills looking to get back on track. They're just 4-3 through the first 7 weeks, and they host the 3-3 Buccaneers. Kickoff at 7:15 on Amazon Prime Video from Orchard Park. Finally, in sports, as the World Series is a day away from starting, longtime manager is hanging it up. Astros manager Dusty Baker announced his retirement Wednesday after a 26-year career. Baker won 2,183 games with a winning percentage of .540, led his teams to the playoffs 13 times, the World Series in three of those seasons after taking the Giants to the World Series in 2002 and the Astros in 2021. Baker finally got his ring in 2022. This past season, the Astros won the AL West at 90-72, but were eliminated by the Rangers on Wednesday night in Game 7 of the ALCS as the Rangers are set to take on the Diamondbacks in the World Series. One quick programming note before we wrap this sportscast. Tune into the Sports Ticket this morning on Katy Country 94. We'll be joined by the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, Brian Haney. He'll be on with us around 9:30. You can also listen online at katycountry94.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. The sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.